Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Lift him high. Hallelujah. You joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. I need to say that one more time, Pastor Peaches. You have tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the opportunity to come into your home or on your job or in your car or wherever you are right now listening to this broadcast. I want you to understand it right now that God not only has a blessing for you, but he wants you to be the blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank you, God. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Peaches, so many out there that listen to us all over the world have joined in our request to admonition to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too.
Amen.
You know, that means so much to that person because there's so many people in the world think that nobody cares, nobody loves them.
Thank you, Jesus.
But when you call them up or you tell them, say, look here, I just want to let you know that God loves you and I love you too. Woo! It will change the course of their day. It may even change the course of their life.
Amen.
So thank you so much. In fact, I want to change the course of your life right now because I want to let you know one thing, y'all.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you. I love you with the love of the Lord.
things. We're believing God for a building. Hallelujah. As we can use and
as a sanctuary on, we want a sanctuary inside, large rooms that we can use as classrooms and offices, hallelujah, daycare center on the inside, hallelujah. We also believe in God for washing stations in northeast, southwest, in Baltimore City to be able to witness and to the homeless. And so that the homeless will have somewhere to shower, and we want to be able to bless them with fresh clothes to put on. We believe in God for great and mighty things. Also, the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club, where the young people are being armed. They are being taught the word of God. Hallelujah. From ages 5 to 17. Hallelujah. Elder QB Stevenson and Brother Malachi Ramey will be teaching the children how to arm themselves and how to memorize the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We have to teach our children, hallelujah, the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They need to be armed, hallelujah, and taught how to fight with the word of God and not with this fist. Hallelujah. We just thank God for the people that's overseeing our children. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for the children being brought up in the church and being brought up learning and knowing the word of God. We will be having a virtual New Year's Eve service. Hallelujah. A watch night service. They used to call it a watch night service. And we want the saints of God to send in your prayer, your testimonies. Hallelujah. We want to be able to read your testimonies. Hallelujah. We want to grab them all out the bag and well, one behind the other, and tell the whole world what God has done for you in this year,
hallelujah.
How he's brought you through. Hallelujah. We're in December. He's brought you through. Whatever test and trial you had this year, hallelujah, and God brought you through with flying colors, let everybody know, hey, God brought me through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're asking you to stand with us. The things that we're desiring from the Lord, hallelujah, and watch God bless you.
Amen.
This is the end of the year. If you have it, sown all that you want to sow to whatever ministry or whatever, whoever you want to, hey, the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center will accept your donations. Be seed-minded. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Yes, hallelujah.
Housekeeping suggestions.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Pete.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to just give that telephone number of the morning worship.
Yes.
Set alarm for 6:55. That telephone number again is 720-527-5952. Again, that's 720-527-5952. The access code is 103-4545. Again, the access code is 103-4545.
Yes, hallelujah.
And the Cash App, you want to donate so you can claim it on your income tax? $, capital T, all the other letters are lowercase, PH. CPWC. Again, that's hallelujah. $, capital T, all up the rest are lowercase. PHCPWC. Whatever you give. $1, $50, $100, $1,000, $10,000, whatever you want to bless us with, God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God is in the blessing business. And He has decreed and declared that we be a blessing. And we have been a blessing not just locally, nationally, and internationally.
Thank you, God.
So, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Thank you again, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what, Pastor Peaches?
Yes.
Somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had us on their mind.
Thank God.
They took a little time to pray for us, so we're going to pray for others right now.
Yes.
Begin to identify, name, verbalize, call out people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings, because when the praises go up,
The blessings come down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So as we play the selection, the prayer, begin to verbalize the names. Name those names.
Father.
Put them up in the atmosphere of blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let God, signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
We pray for a holy, my wife. Hallelujah. We pray for a holy, glory, the body of Christ. We pray for hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Minister, Linda and Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter,
yes.
Alan and Danya, Tiffany and Bianca, all the grandchildren and great grandchildren. Praise.
Hallelujah.
And Anna and Ava and little Kitty and Stephanie, little Stephanie, Desiree and Monica and Julia,
Dominique
and Joshua and Mitchell. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Donovan and Malachi. Hallelujah. We pray for Tiny and another Tiny and another Tiny. And we pray for Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique.
Hallelujah.
Pray for Hollis, Pamela, and another Pamela, and another Pamela, and another Pamela. We pray for and another Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, and one more Earl. We pray for Tavon, and another Tavon, and another Tavon, and another Tavon. We pray for George
Diana.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But oh dear, we pray for Mother Delores Harrison and Angie Harrison. Yvette, Rosalind,
Ronald,
all the relatives of
Emmanuel.
Yeah, we pray for Malachi, Malachi,
Nathaniel,
Hallelujah, glory to God. Pray for Kimberly and another Kimberly and another Kimberly. We pray for Danielle, another Danielle, and another Danielle, and another Danielle. We pray for Evelyn, hallelujah, another Evelyn. Another Lorena, thank God. Worship for the
Hallelujah.
We pray for everyone in the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. We pray for Archbishop Mark Evans. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer. Glory to God. Apostle Dustin Harper and First Lady. Pastor Don Peter, First Lady. Pastor Maxine Lee. Pastor Theodis Lee. Sister Irene, Sister Jonas, Sister Lilith, Brother Harold, and Brother Jim. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But over there, we pray for our Minister Jerry Cleveland and Rakim and the entire family. But we pray for Annette James and siblings and aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and cousins. The whole family, oh God, God, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, oh God. We pray for Teresa and Joseph, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for Pastor Viola and Pastor Lewis Wright. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We pray for Shirley and Michelle and Marvin and James Kelly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray for our Tom Quinn and First Lady. Hallelujah. Elder Lester, Deacon Dale, Mr. James. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Anthony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder QB Stevenson. Dominique and Justin and the grandkids, hallelujah, glory to God. Father Cynthia Thompson and her mother and the whole family, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God. Bless your name today, Lord.
Glory to God,
glorify your name.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Shout out to your boy, what you say, say that in the worship. We're all there, what you say that in the worship, say that in the worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. The signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. For those who just joined us, you joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. Where the broken are made whole by God. After the next selection, the voice you will hear with the children's corner will be none other than a Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, demon-destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Petersburg.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Done for you, young people. God's brought you through I know it's only been like, well, 4 months you've been in school, September, October, November, some 3 months. Hallelujah. The 3 months have been fantastic. You made it through. Hey, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's something to thank God for. Hallelujah. You got pretty good grades. You're able to make it to school. You're able to come back home safely without any hurt, harm, or danger come upon you. God has given you favor with your teachers. No incidences in school. God has put, hey, guarded the doors and the windows with his angels. No active shooters situations. God has protected you on the MTA. However, he has blessed you to get to school. That is a blessing. That is a blessing. It's not like you have to walk miles and miles and miles to get there or whatever. So think about when somebody has been good to you, a lot of times you want to do something for them. And you want to just think, God, what can I do for you? Lord God, I want to give you something. God, I don't have any money. When I go to church, if my parents give me something, that's the only thing I may have. But you know what? More so than what something tangible that God will want you to put in the offering plate, you have yourself every day. You have yourself. Think about the company that you keep. Say, Lord, I want to give you my company. I want to watch, Lord God, who I hang around. Lord God, I want to be able to have people with me, Lord God, that we can sit and we can praise God together. We can have good conversations. Lord God, we can talk about you. Hallelujah. There's another scripture that says, Lord, I want to give my thoughts to you. I want my thoughts pure and holy. Hallelujah. And in Philippians, was it 4:18 whatever things are lovely and true and honest and of good report.
Yes.
That's what you'll think. You'll think on these things. And Psalms 19:14,
yes.
It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You don't want to be thinking about the wrong things. You want your thoughts to glorify God. If it's in your heart and your head, it's going to come out your mouth. You want what's going to come out your mouth to glorify God. Hallelujah. You don't want the little colorful words, or I call them colorful words, but them little, you know the little four-letter words people be using. You don't want God to hear them coming out of your mouth. You don't even want them. You don't even want him to even see them in your mind or your heart. Hallelujah. And Colossians 3:23, it says, do all, you know, even your actions.
Mm.
You want your actions to glorify God. You don't want God or anybody to see you doing anything that's not right. And all that you do, let's read, Colossians 3:23, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. God sees the motives of your heart. Hallelujah. Man may not see your heart, but they don't see your outside actions. Hallelujah. But God's going to see your heart. You want your heart pure before the Lord. You don't want him to see you. You also want to watch what you see, what you're looking at. You want to pay attention to what you're looking at. You don't want him to be ashamed of you looking at the wrong kind of magazines, looking at the wrong things on television, or whatever. You want a life that is holy and pleasing unto God. These things that you can't pick up and touch, they are more important to God than you having a nickel or a dime or a dollar to put into the offering plate. God knows what's in your pocket. He knows what's in your parents' pocket. And when you walk uprightly before God, if you want to put something in the offering plate, don't you know God will bless you to put something in the offering plate? But the things that you cannot touch are more important. Your heart. Your heart. God, your heart. Because out of your heart flows the issues of life. If you have the wrong things in your heart, the wrong things is going to come out your mouth, the wrong things your hands are going to be doing, because it's going to dictate everything you do. So therefore, give God your heart. your soul, your mind, and he'll have your body. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. In all that you do and say, be a living testimony. Desire to be a living epistle unto God, walking with God and doing what he will want you to do.
Hallelujah.
So that nobody can say, oh, you say you're what? If you're a Christian, I don't know what kind of Bible you be reading or what kind of God you serving, because I saw you do such and such and such and such, and I heard what you said.
Ooh.
Saints of God, that would be a hurting thing. That would be a hurting thing, because you know what? A lot of times the people, first of all, you don't know who all sees you.
That's right.
You don't know who all hears you. And you've heard me give this testimony a number of times that when I was in high school, and I used to witness to my friends about Jesus. Yes, I was saved when I was in high school, and I thank God because God allowed me to, bypass a whole lot of trouble, to not to be included in a whole lot of foolishness. And I lived for the Lord. And the other ones, they didn't know the terminology. Oh yeah, she's saved, but oh yeah, she go to church, you know. But I was witnessing to someone in the auditorium one day about Jesus, and I did not know who was overhearing me. I was never a loud person, but years later, a young lady saw me at an event. It was probably after I even graduated from high school or whatever, and she said, "You're the one." And I said, the one what? She said, I overheard you talking to someone one day in the auditorium about Jesus. She said, and I told myself I was going to give this Jesus a try.
Sure.
She said, and this young lady got saved.
Praise God.
Over something that she overheard me say. Because you can only testify as to what Jesus is to you. No matter what I read in the Bible, I can testify with authority as to what God has done for me and to me.
Hallelujah.
And so therefore, and that has so much power. When you're witnessing to somebody about what God has done for you, wow, and people can tell when you for real, when you're telling something firsthand experience, and the young girl overheard me. And I was saying, well, you know what? I'm grateful that I was saying the right things. I'm grateful that I was witnessing to someone about Jesus and not professing to be saved, and because I stuck out like a sore thumb anyway, because when you're saved, people know it. Even if you open up your mouth, they can tell just by the look at you or the look you have. Hallelujah. And thank God I wasn't looking like I'm somebody go to church and I'm saying the wrong thing out of my mouth.
Mm.
If they would have overheard that too.
Yes,
they would have overheard that too.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I just praise God for the times that he's allowed me to witness to someone. Hallelujah. And young people, be bold about Jesus. Hallelujah. The world, who hears them curse, swear, say raunchy, ratchet things out their mouth. So don't you care. Somebody hearing you say, oh, I love Jesus. Yes, I go to church. Be bold. Aren't they bold? So therefore you be bold.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when they see the look on your face, they know, oh, I better not bother that person. They know not to bother you. Hallelujah. God, Jesus will have your back, okay?
Hallelujah.
He'll have your back. Hallelujah. God bless you, young people. Thank God for bringing you through another year. Hallelujah. And this will be your last week of school for this year. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christmas break. Don't forget to bless the Lord and get in the house of the Lord when you can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and have a happy, blessed, and prosperous New Year. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, for the Children's Corner. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on tonight. And yes, children, Jesus is the reason for the
season, yes.
And the Children's Corner is sponsored by the Good News Youth Club of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. That's Children's Church Plus.
Hallelujah.
Here y'all be going on trips and different activities you will be doing, and you're going to be praising God, but you're going to be having fun doing all of that and a bag of chips. God bless you again. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Joy to the world.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, dang. It means wonderful, exciting, wonderful.
Yeah, okay, you got it. Extraordinarily good and wonderful.
All right.
You nailed it again. I should have known that. Hallelujah. I love asking you questions because 99.9% of the time you got the answer. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you to spell it because
is that what I would know.
Ask you to do something I might not be able to do.
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I know how to spell that one.
I could work it out. But anyway, I was hooked on phonics. Hallelujah. Praise God. I need to ask you, praise the Lord. I need to ask you.
Is this the Lord?
Okay, I was just checking on you. That's our battle cry, y'all, if y'all want to know. Our battle cry for this church is Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I need to ask you another question. What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. Y'all, this is the meal that heals.
Yes.
It's a meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. I know some of you are saying, well, wait a minute. They usually do that at the end of the service. No, this is important, y'all. Hallelujah. This is important. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right
now. Yes.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Our text is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. Our text on this evening, the word of the Lord said to examine yourselves. And since I was a little child, and some of you who know me well said, you were a little child? Yes, I was at one time. when they would say it was time for Holy Communion, I start checking myself out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do this, Dad. We're going to, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Mm.
We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Again, we examine ourselves and we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. The word of the Lord helps us do that. Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Tithe of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. First Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Shakarayana. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Declares that we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through that blood, through his blood, that we have forgiveness of sin. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord.
Yes.
We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. In Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, thank you, Holy Ghost. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Oh, we bless your name today, God. We glorify your name. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed.
Hallelujah.
He took the bread.
In remembrance of you.
And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you.
Your body.
Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah.
In remembrance of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We take this cup.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Check Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the toes of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles right now, all over the world, right now, in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Hallelujah. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for the healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And on the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. Thank you, Jesus. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, thank you, Jesus. God, you said, hallelujah. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. So we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah, the Tishbite, We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family.
Name of
hell, every hex, every vexing.
Name of
fire, fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on tonight. Because of who we are,
yes,
and whose we are,
yes,
and what we are,
oh, yes,
we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, our bonus families, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministers. We're gifts of ministry and helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful.
In Jesus'
name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, only wise God, our Savior, be glory and
majesty,
dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peter said amen.
Amen, amen.
The Radio Land says amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Holy
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to
you. Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for our family daily confession.
Yes.
At signs, wonders, miracles, and
blessings. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. And Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Mary.
Bless
Hallelujah.
For the root of some let's be God the Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Ghost, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve you, notice right now, we curse you from the roof and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. Hallelujah. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before I go any further, I think it might be good for us to have Pastor Peaches read the addresses for this evening. Pastor Peaches, if you would. Can I hear you, Pastor Peaches? Can I hear you?
Got your pencils and papers ready?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Malachi 3, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Psalms chapter 1:1-3. Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, and Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The peaches. If you'd like to get those scriptures again, you can text Pastor Peaches later on after service at 443-416-1201. Pastor Peaches, I have talked about this some time ago, but we're going to deal with this in a different way today. If you are in an earth suit, if you are on this side of the dirt, you live in three zones. Let me say that again so you can understand it. If you are on this side of the dirt, or if you're still in this earth suit, you're still breathing. You live in three zones simultaneously. The first zone, you live in a time zone. Globally, there are 24 time zones.
Wow.
It was established universally in the early 50s. It was talked about for years, but 99% of the world deal with this. So you're in a time zone. Amen?
Amen.
Number two, you're in a postal zone.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the young kids say, what's a postal zone? You call it zip code. Zip means zone improvement program. So you're still in a zone. You live in a postal zone. Even Russia has postal zones. Ukraine has postal zones. India has, China has postal zones. Because how can you get one letter from one place to another? They universally accepted this back in the early 20th centuries and really combed it out in the 60s. Postal zones. They added the zip code in the 60s.
Mm.
Zone improvement program. When I was a child, I used to live in zone 23. That was the zone.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But they said, we got to get the mail to you faster. So that's when the zip code came in. And then they said, we got to get it to you even faster because now you got zip code plus four. I don't even deal with the four. I just deal with the zip code policy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, those are two zones. The last zone that you live in is called the life zone. That's because you're alive. Now, in the life zone, you have your choice of four sub-zones you can live in. You can live in the twilight zone, the dead zone, the comfort zone, or the God zone. Let's talk about the twilight zone. Have no conception of reality. You build imaginary, what do you call it? Imaginary castles in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
That's the neurotic.
Mm.
And the psychotic is the one that lives there. You have no connection with reality.
Wow.
That's the twilight zone. Then you have the dead zone. And you know about dead zone, you got your cell phone and you're riding along, you're going on a trip and you have no reception. You don't have your connection with eternal God or with anyone. You can't reach anybody because you're in the dead zone. Then you're in the comfort zone. The comfort zone is where you're comfortable. But the comfort zone is where you do your own thing. You subscribe to what somebody said in the 20th century. Let it do what it do. Even your church life, you just let it do what it do. You really don't make any effort to grow
Mm-mm.
or glow for God.
Mm-mm-mm.
You're in your comfort zone.
Mm-mm.
You don't put up the effort. When the scripture talks about pressing toward the mark, you don't press because you don't feel like it. You got some physical stuff that stops you. You can't do this. You can't do that. And that's not scriptural. Hallelujah. Because my Bible tells me you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. That's the comfort zone. But there's another zone I want to talk today about. It's called the God zone. There are other words that you can use for the God zone. The love zone. The blessing zone. The power zone. Thank you, Jesus. That's where those who say they're Christians ought to be. That zone is a zone that people who say they're disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ should reside in, the God zone, love zone, the power zone of Almighty God. Now, we're going to graduate some folk today because there are two statements that we see in the Bible. One says a blessing. The other says the blessing. They are not the same.
Amen.
The blessing is plural. A blessing is singular. When you live in the God zone, the blessing zone, the love zone, the blessings are yours because you are the blessing.
Amen.
What are you about? Read first scripture.
Hallelujah. Malachi 3:10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Okay. What was the word in front of blessing?
A.
Was that what it was?
Yes, a blessing.
A blessing. Which is still great. He opened up the windows of heaven, and the blessing, a blessing that was due for you, is coming. That's wonderful. But a blessing is not the blessing. Y'all got to follow me, because some of y'all going to be going to graduate today from receiving a blessing to being the blessing. Go ahead. Read the next scripture.
Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it.
Now, in front of the word blessing, what is that word?
The
blessing. Now, the blessing is plural. It's not singular.
Amen.
It covers a myriad, a multitude, a variety of issues. Read that scripture one more time. You need to meditate on this, y'all.
The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it.
Well, yeah, but spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially, the blessings of the Lord make you rich in every one of those areas. What do you want, A blessing or you want B blessing? Somebody talk to me now. What do you want, A blessing or the blessing?
The blessing, the blessing, the blessing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Read another scripture.
Genesis 12:2-3.
Go ahead.
I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name.
Stop. Who was the blessed thing? Read that again. Read that first part again.
And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee.
Stop. You are the blessing. You in the God zone. You in the love zone. You in the power zone. Glory to God. Oh, I forgot to tell you. The subject of tonight's message is the power of the blessing. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Start it again and read all of it.
And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee. And curse.
I got to stop here. And thou shalt be what?
A blessing.
You are the blessing. You are the blessing. Go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
You heard.
Hallelujah.
You are the blessing. The reason why that job you got is still in business because you there. You are the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And when the blessing leaves,
oh yes,
the Holy Spirit of the Lord leaves Ichabod on that company.
Mm-hmm.
You are the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I got to throw something in here. Mm. Can you go to Galatians 3:29, real quick?
Hallelujah.
You are the blessing. There's a difference between a blessing, which is singular, and the blessing, which is plural.
Amen.
Read.
And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed.
Stop. You are the blessing because you are Abraham's seed. Prodigy, get back to the next scripture after that other scripture. Wherever I left off, get me back there.
In Psalms 1:1-3. Is the man that walketh not in the
God right there. Blessed is the man. Blessed. He is the blessing. Go ahead. Read.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Prosperity. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. The whole ball of wax. You are the blessing. you are empowered to prosper. Mm-hmm. Read another scripture.
Psalms 5:45.
Or is that Matthew's 5:45?
Sorry. Yes, Matthew. I'm sorry, Matthew 5:45. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust.
Now, if you in the twilight zone, if you in the dead zone, if you in your comfort zone, you may get blessed. You may get a blessing. Because God reigns on the what?
The just as well as the unjust.
Unjust. But you got to be in the God zone.
Amen.
To get the blessing.
Mm.
Read another scripture.
Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth.
And God is going to bless you in the God zone because you are the blessing. You're looking for a miracle, be the miracle because you are the blessing. Get up in the morning and you ask God, God, who can I be a miracle for today? Because the seed you sow is the crop you grow. Do not be need-minded.
Be seed-minded.
Be seed-minded.
Amen.
Who can I bless today? Who can I show that I am God's blessing in the earth, in my home, my family, my community, my city, my church? Don't get up and say, why you can't do something. You are the blessing. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You are Abraham's seed of whom we are a part of. God blessed him, called him the blessing. He is the blessing. You are the blessing. Any more scriptures?
The rest of this scripture says that he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto his fathers, as it is this day. Yes, the last scripture is Acts 1:8.
Before you go there, he's keeping covenant. He's keeping his promise. He said, I'm going to make you the blessing. But with you, people in the world are going to be blessed. Not just in your family,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to include them. Not just in your community, but we're going to include them. The people are going to be blessed.
Amen, amen.
And people got to watch out. Because you are the blessing, God said, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. That's why the admonition from God is to touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, because they are the blessing. You're not looking for a blessing. That singular baby. I am the blessing.
Right.
Because you are the blessing, go out and bless somebody.
Amen, amen, amen.
Be seed-minded, not need-minded.
Amen, amen.
Plant a seed.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to tell you where it's good ground.
Hallelujah.
Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship is good ground. I know it because I've been growing every week.
Hallelujah.
God put this on my heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm looking for a blessing. No, I'm thankful because I am the blessing.
Amen. Amen.
You want to elevate them. And so people talking about how they're going through. This is in your apartment building. And they don't have much food. And you overhear them. You're sanctified Holy Ghost eavesdropping ears. and you find out where that sister or that brother lives, and you take them a couple of, be the blessing. Be the miracle. I'm looking for a miracle. I'm waiting for God to, what you waiting for? Get to stepping. Be the miracle. The seed you sow is what?
The crop you grow.
You want a miracle? Be the miracle. You want a blessing? I want to be the blessing. I don't want a blessing. I want to be the blessing. So I'm blessed other folks. People don't know. There's folk that marvel at this church. So small. And we've given thousands of dollars away to ministries.
One seed.
Because we the blessing. The blessing. Y'all have graduated today. Lord, I'm just looking for a blessing. No. Thank you, Lord, for making me the blessing. Everything your hands touch is going to be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Because he said you can prosper. Spiritually, emotional, physical, social, and financially. The title of today's message, The Power of the Blessing. Don't be asking for a blessing. Ask that God make you the blessing. Read that other scripture.
Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
You being the blessing, you being the miracle is a witness. There's power. You've gotten the power to do that. Well, I can't. Cancer's a bad word in God's kingdom. You be the blessing. Not a blessing, the blessing. You get up every day. You ask God, how can I be a miracle for somebody? How can I share the blessing which I am to somebody else? There's power in the blessing. You have power. You're going to be like, I'm telling my age, you're going to be like, get smart. When he was walking, doors were going this way, and that automatic doors going this way, all kinds of stuff seemed like roadblocks. It seemed like hindrances would disappear as he walked. Walk the walk, y'all. The scripture in Galatians 9. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
9:11. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you're gonna reap if you don't faint. The well doing being the blessing. The well doing is being the blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the seed you sow, if you don't stop being the blessing, you're gonna reap. You're gonna reap a whole lot of blessings. Because you are the blessing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the message on today. We thank you, Lord, that this is graduation day. We no longer are praying for a blessing. We're praying, Lord, you make me the blessing. We're no longer, thank you, Jesus, being need-minded. We're being seed-minded. Hallelujah. You have a need, sow a seed. We thank you, Lord, for us, your revelation, wisdom, and knowledge. in our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to grow. We thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, revelation, wisdom, and knowledge bursting forth in our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that we are the blessing in Jesus' name. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Pastor Pete,
hallelujah.
The floor is yours.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like to have the scriptures, please send me a text at 443-416-1201. Now send the scriptures, even a little extra scripture that he shot up there. Hallelujah. And please, I would like to give you again the morning prayer line. Our number for praise and worship in the morning is a new number, a different number. And we praise God. We have an awesome time in the morning. This is also a chance for you to, if you have a scripture, you can share your favorite scripture, hallelujah, in the morning, and have a couple words. I mean, God really blesses and meets us in the morning. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code, 103-4545-pound.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I just want to share with the audience that this morning, a four-year-old quoted Galatians 5:22-23. A four-year-old. Praise God. We get blessed every morning. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. And we encourage the young people, meet us also in the morning. Hallelujah. Start your day off with a bang. Ask the Lord to bless your day. Hallelujah. That number again for morning prayer line. 720-527-5952. If you want to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. I confess my sins, Lord God, and I believe in my heart, Lord God, and I ask you to come into my heart and save me. Hallelujah. You know what? It is you have gone from death unto life. It is just that easy. To ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you from your sins. Hallelujah. And he'll do just that. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven rejoices over one that has confessed his sins and come into the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Have a blessed week in the Lord. Hallelujah. You are victorious. You belong to Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Clean.
Hallelujah.
You are the blessing.
You are the blessing.
Hallelujah. You,
and that telephone number again for morning worship, 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. God bless you. And guess what? Guess who's in your house?
On. He was born to a virgin named Mary on Christmas Day. He bled and he just died on the cross to take sin away. You take him high. You take him low. You take JC wherever you go. Now tell me who. Tell me who's in the house.
Jesus.
Rich for the hungry,
Jesus.
For every man, Jesus. All creation ready to tell what you want to dance. Preaching it for Christ.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I bless you now. Love you now.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.